Hello and welcome to the Restaurant Sales Funnel with Jerry Tarkowski. Hello and welcome to the Restaurant Sales Funnel. I'm Jerry Tarkowski and we're ready for a very special episode today. And it's when you should not be marketing. Now, that hurts a lot, being a marketer, to tell other people don't do any marketing, because if you are having any problems with your restaurant, if the service is lousy, if the food is too cold or too hot or too slow, if you've got real problems with your restaurant, any marketing you do for your restaurant is just going to cause your restaurant to close. So before we can move forward and invest in our marketing, we need to know where we are now exactly. All right, what are the problems are we having with the restaurant right now? Because these problems have to be resolved before we start bringing customers to your restaurant. So where are you sending your customers now? Are you sending them to a house that's burning, right? Is your restaurant burning down? Because if your restaurant is burning down, you're going to obviously burn your customers and they'll never come back again. Not only will they never come back again, but they'll tell everyone else never to go to this restaurant, right? You don't want to burn your customers. So you have to resolve any problems in your restaurant before you can send them to your restaurant, right? So obviously we start with the kitchen, all right? That's where a lot of problems are, all right? So make sure you've got some sort of a checklist that you can go through that checklist and make sure that you tick off everything. Is the food coming out slow? Is it cold? Is it poor quality, all right? Just go through the entire list with your restaurant staff and find out all those little problems and resolve those problems now. Front of house, all right? Same thing with front of house. Your front of, is there any issues there that is preventing your service staff from providing great service to your customers, all right? We've got to solve all those problems. Dig down deep, solve those problems, all right? And get your staff involved, all right? So they can start looking out for problems there for you, all right? Now, those are the internal things. There's also external problems you have to be aware of, all right? Now, some restaurants in Parramatta, you know, virtually had these fences right across their entrances because they were building the new light rail in Parramatta, right? Of course, the pandemic, you know, until everyone has a vaccination, there's always going to be a problem. There's going to be lockdowns, local lockdowns, which is going to really affect your restaurants. The weather. Okay, the weather's a big thing, right? If it's raining every day, you're going to obviously have less customers coming to your restaurant. And of course, there could be a special event happening right next to your restaurant. All of a sudden, all your car parking spaces are gone. And if people can't park their cars near the restaurant, they'll just keep driving on until they find another place to dine, all right? So make sure that you understand any special events that are happening in your local area that's going to affect your business. And what's really important is you need to understand how your customers thinking. So how do you understand what customers think? Okay, so you ask for a survey. Be very straightforward to them, all right? So you can go up to them and have your waiting staff say, I've got a special little script here. We can look at this. And it's basically, we would like to ask you for your help. Now, when you ask someone for the help, then they tend to want to help you, all right? So you're vulnerable. You're not forcing people to do anything. You're just asking for their help. Why are you asking for them help? Well, by providing us with your honest feedback. Very important. You don't want to get fake survey results. You just really want to understand their honest opinion about your restaurant service. Why? So that we can continue to improve our service. So it's going to be a win-win situation, right? If you can improve the service for your customers are going to have a greater experience, right? So it's a win-win situation. Then you're going to say, when you answer the two questions, so it's not a long survey, just two questions, then please tap the survey to our secure link, right? Again, very important that no one's going to find out exactly what you've said. Like if you said something really bad about the restaurant, then no one's going to know about it. And a secure link, no one will know. And that way you'll get the real information about what your customers think. And that's very, very important. And it's very easy, right? Just scan the QR code with your smartphone and it'll take you to a link and then you can answer the survey. So what we use is the Net Promoter Score. So it works like this. Two questions. The first question is, how likely is that you would recommend our restaurant to a friend or colleague? The score is 0 to 10. Obviously, 0 is not likely at all. If it's 10, it's extremely likely that you'll recommend your restaurant to your friends. Second question is, what is the reason for your rating? All right, it's a very simple survey. That's it. All right? Just give you a score of 1 to 10. And why did you score it 1 to 10? That's all it is. Very simple, but very powerful survey to give for your customers. So it works like this. Any scores from 0 to 6 is called detractors. All right? These are your detractors. They're not going to give you good reviews. All right? They've got some issue with the service or the food, with your restaurant. They're not going to help you. Then you've got passives. Then they score between 7 and 8. Now, they're not going to give you bad reviews, but then again, they're not going to give you positive reviews, right? That's why they're called passives. And those who gave you scores of 9 or 10, well, they're your promoters. They're the ones more likely to leave a very positive review for your restaurant, all right? So get the overall score for this. This is how it works. So their promoter score is the percentage number of promoters minus the percentage of detractors. So you don't worry about passives, all right? So what's a good net promoter score? Well, the highest possible score is plus 100. That means everyone is a promoter. But really, anything above 0 is a pass mark. It's good, but you really, if you get plus 50, then you've done excellent. That's an excellent score. And if you get plus 70, well, then you're world class. Congratulations, all right? So it's very important to know what your customers are thinking, and this is one of the best ways of doing it, right? So they're going to give you a score and tell you why they're giving you that score. Now, what do you go from here? Very easy. Now, those that are promoters, the 9 and 10s, then you can automatically send them to your website or any review website to give you a public review. All right, and that's the ultimate. This is the, you know, obviously this is very powerful because it allows you to get those positive promoters to give reviews online, which we know works very well for your restaurants. What happens though to the ones who give you the low scores? We've got a system that automatically contacts you and says, hey, you know, you've got some people that aren't very happy with your restaurant. Something's gone wrong. You need to get in contact with them, and you can do that using our system. Automatically contact them before they go out there and give a public review. Now, if you can solve their problem, it may need to, you know, you may need to bring them back to your restaurant. But if you can resolve that problem for them, they may become your best customers forever, all right? All right, so manage the survey before the review. That's important. And of course, once you've done all that, you've done all the audit, everything's done, and now you've got this beautiful restaurant set up, ready for your customers to come in there, and you know they're going to have a great experience because you've audited your restaurant properly. You've audited the kitchen, you've audited the service staff, you made sure that there's no outside interference with your restaurant, or that you're going to manage that the best you possible can, and that's when you're going to get the great results for your restaurant. Okay. Now, I've got a very special gift for you once again. Let's open up the box. It's a marketing guide, Inside the Social Media Marketing Guide for Your Restaurant in 2021. And here's what's inside. The 9 steps that will convert your restaurant into a money machine. How to use the customer journey to turn strangers into loyal fans. Use the 3P strategy to easily and quickly create social media posts every day. How to create profitable offers using the recurring business model. Get more online reviews that drive new customers to your restaurant. Grow and nurture your database and get customers on demand. So track your marketing spend to the dollar so you know what's working, plus much, much more. Now, to get your free guide, you simply go to vimeco.com.au/social media. All right, so there it is, your free guide that's going to turn your restaurant around. vimeco.com.au/social media. This is Jerry Tikoski saying thanks very much. We'll be back again next week. Take care. Stay strong.